The Feast of the Assumption is meant to bring us hope for the destiny and the glory that each of us has been called to. Of course, today we celebrate Mary being assumed both body and soul into heaven at the end of her earthly life and exalted as Queen of Heaven by our God. But all this, of course, took place, though, through the power of her Son's victory over sin and death, through his death and his resurrection. Yet this was only made possible, of course, by Mary's cooperation and her yes to the Archangel Gabriel in order to conceive and give birth to the Savior. And yes, this destiny, this glory that Mary had followed after her Son Jesus, Christ the first fruits, as we heard in our second reading, and those after who belong to him, is the destiny and glory that each of us has been called to as well. It's important for us to remember as we live in our everyday ordinary lives, as we pray in the Hail Holy Queen, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Certainly at times we are bogged down. We encounter the difficulties and challenges of our own personal lives and in the world around us, and we can become discouraged. But the Church invites us to lift up our eyes to the destiny that all of us are called to. And we have to remember, too, of course, that Mary's life was far from being a bed of roses. Even when she presented Jesus to the temple, she knew that her heart would be pierced by a sword. And of course, Mary went all the way to the cross, seeing that great sorrow and seeing her Son going to his death. Just as for us as well, in our sorrows and our sufferings, our difficulties, we know that our Blessed Mother cares for us. She seeks to protect us. She seeks to bring us comfort. She just asks us to call out to her and ask for her prayers to unite us more closely to the heart of her Son. And we know as well, of course, that we have a Savior who suffered for us and experienced all that we do except for sin. And we can also unite our sufferings to his so that we can come closer to the glory that the Lord has in store for each of us. So we too are called, yes, to offer our yes to our Lord Jesus each day, to allow him more fully into our lives, to bring him forth by our thoughts, our words, our deeds, and our actions, so his glory also would be made known by our lives, so that we would bear Christ to the world, so that we would also bring hope to others for the glory and the destiny that they are called to, that no matter what we experience in this life, it's all worth it, because the Lord has a love for us that is stronger than death, a love that brings us mercy, peace, healing, and forgiveness. It's just a matter of us opening our hearts each day and saying yes to the Lord again and again, so that one day we can pray along with our Blessed Mother, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he has done great things for me."